Welcome, everyone. Glad you're all here together to enjoy Jesus.
He is the Lord, and He reigns on high. He is the Lord. Spoke into the darkness, created the light. Show your power, Lord our God. Show your power, Lord our God. Oh, Lord our God. Who is like unto Him? Never ending in days. He is Lord, and He comes in power when we call on His name. He is Lord. Show your power, O Lord, our God. Jesus, show your salvation, you.
Hey, Matthew, bring up that other verse. That next verse.
We ask not for riches, but look to the cross. You are the Lord. And for our inheritance, give us the loss. You are the Lord. Through your power.
Start it over again.
He is the Lord, and He reigns on high. He is the Lord. He spoke into the darkness, created the light.
Matthew, bring up that next verse again, please.
Who is like unto Him, never ending in days? He the Lord, and He comes in power when we call on His name. He is the Lord. Show your power, O Lord, our God. Jesus, show your
next verse, please.
Your gospel, O Lord, is the hope of our nation. You are the Lord. It's the power of God for our salvation. You are the Lord.
Next verse.
We ask not for riches, but look to the cross. You are the Lord. Give us the loss. You are the Lord. Show your power, O Lord our God. Jesus, show your power, O Lord our God. Show your power, O Lord our God. Show your power.
Bare your right arm, Lord. Show us your biceps. Amen. Come on, bring it. Bring the power. Light the fire. Let's do this one. Old Vineyard song. You probably remember some of that. Don't let my love grow cold. I'm calling now. Light the fire again. Don't let my vision die. I'm calling now. Light the fire again. You know my heart, my deeds. I'm calling now. Light the fire again. I need your discipline. I'm calling now. Oh, light the fire again. I'm here to my goal, shine in the fire. Naked and poor, wretched and blind, I come. Clothe me in white, so I won't be ashamed. Light the fire again. You got it. Don't let my love grow cold. I'm calling now. Oh, light the fire again. Don't let my vision die. I'm calling now. Light the fire again. You know my heart, my deeds. I'm calling now. Light the fire again. I need your discipline. I'm calling now. Light the fire again. I am here to my goal. Tried in the fire. Naked and poor. Wretched and blind I come. Clothe me in white. So I won't be ashamed. Light the fire again. Oh, Jesus. Light the fire again. I am here to my goal. Tried in the fire. Naked and poor. Wretched and blind I come. Clothe me in white. So I won't be ashamed. Light the fire again. Yeah. Oh. Light the fire again. Yeah. Jesus, hear our prayer. Light the fire again. Amen. That's right. Isn't that so good? Bring up Take My Life, Let It Be. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and take my soul.
I give you my soul, Lord.
can I take every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me. Have your way in me, Jesus. Have your way.
See, I don't want my own way. I don't want a song service. I want the presence, you know. You just follow where he wants to go.
I will worship with all of my strength, all my strength, I will sing you. All of my day, and I will follow in all of your ways.
Here we go.
I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone, you are worthy of my praise.
Don't think he isn't listening.
I will bow down.
The altars are open if you'd like.
Hail you as king. Oh, and I will serve you. I'll give you everything.
Come on, come on.
I will lift up. Your throne, and I will trust you. Oh, I will trust you alone.
I just want to invite you to the altars. If anyone wants to come and pray, this seems like a good time to do it.
Oh, I will give you all my worship. I will give you. I will give you. ever. Holy Spirit of God, God is moving in this house today. God is moving in our hearts to say, I love you. Thousand generations falling down in worship, sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all who have gone before us, and all who will believe, sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name. Your name, it stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name, it stands above them all. And the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are living. To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb, to him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb, be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. There's a holy presence here today. Oh, do you feel this morning? He's so sweet. He's so close. He's so near. You can touch him. He's so good. He's so good.
To him who sits on the throne,
experience him, don't we? We want to encounter his presence. Thank you, Jesus. No longer a slave. Thanks for letting the Lord have his way in this church, you know. That's commendable to you.
Yes.
That we go off the program and, you know, it's presence. It really isn't it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
No longer a slave, Matthew. See up there?
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I am no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into a family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love. You rescued me and I will stand and say, I am a child of God. Whoa. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. You drowned my fears in perfect love. You rescued me and I will stand and say, I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Oh, I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, that was fun.
Good job, everybody. Wow.
Amen.
Linda, I was back there talking to Martin, and he just asked if I wanted a snack. He was giving his grandsons a snack, and the verse that came to my mind was, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish the will of the Father, you know. And there's satisfaction in doing the Father's will. And it's even Jesus was satisfied with doing the Father's will. He had just witnessed to the woman at the well when he told the disciples. The disciples said, you should eat, Lord, you know, and he said, I have food to eat you don't know about. My food is to do the will of the Father. Isn't that good? So I was just reminded of that verse. And there is satisfaction in doing the Father's will. And it's satisfying. And I want to talk a bit about discipline. I want to talk about the process of the Father in our lives. excuse me, and holiness, like this brother shared, is actually, we partake of his holiness through the discipline of the Lord. And then it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. So what I see in that is, first of all, sometimes through the discipline of the Lord, his training in our lives, the result is his holiness, his nature, his character is worked within us. And once that occurs, works flow, what we do, how we behave, and the words we speak come out of that nature. See? So it's holiness in us first, and then righteousness is expressed through us in works that we do. So I see that. It's interesting. Holiness is who you are, and righteousness is what you do. So, praise the Lord. All right. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Thank you for this wonderful time in your presence, Lord, today. Wow. You never cease to blow my mind with how great you are. And this church body here is a family that loves to worship you, and I'm grateful. And I just thank you for this time to open your word, to look at what you want said and done, Lord. Life is in the preceding word from the mouth of the Father. And so I know that's true. And also thank you for the results, and the fruit will be born out of the seeds that are planted here today. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Sure. What's up?
Cindy's daughter apparently is walking on the freeway somewhere in the middle of the road. And so just pray for safety. God's working to protect her. Thank you.
Yes. Cindy.
Cindy
Rose. Oh, yes, right here. Yes. Okay. Big arms of God, mighty hands of God, embrace, surround. The angels of the Lord encamp around those that fear him and delivers them. So we just believe and trust your word to deliver, to heal, to bring a wholeness and salvation to this situation. For Cindy's heart as a mama, just touch her. What a wonderful lady, a precious daughter of God. We just ask as a church that you bless her in Jesus' name. And we pray and trust you to hear a good report. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Heal. Amen. So the title of my sermon, I guess you already got it up there, Mending Your Nets. It's an interesting term because it happens at least twice in the scriptures. And one is where the disciples are, well, they weren't disciples yet. They were fishermen mending their nets on the shores because they get torn. And then they're not as efficient as a whole net would be, you know. So they were mending their nets. Now there's another verse in Ephesians 4 that says that he has given the church some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists. There we go. Gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers. Five, we call it the fivefold ministry. For what? The equipping. Now that word equipping is the same root word as mending. So now it's interesting that leadership is placed and gifts are placed in the body to mend and repair people. To make you whole. Amen? That's the key. And so this is the kind of leadership we want to look for in our next pastor. What does it do? Once you are equipped and repaired and mended, then you're prepared for the work of service or ministry. See? Once you become whole, then you're in a position to be a minister to others. Amen? That's simple, isn't it? That's so this is where we're at. It's true. God wants to heal the brokenhearted, the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry or service, to the building up of the body of Christ. Yes, he wants to heal. He wants to make whole, equipping of the saints
for the work of the ministry until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. So that's his desire for the church. Let's read on a little more. Mending, equipping, complete furnishing. Here's the actual definition for that word. Complete, thoroughly repair, adjust, fit, frame, mend, make perfect, perfectly joined together, prepare and restore. How's that? Well, that is it. So that we become restored and joined together. That's it. That's the deal. To make whole. Let's read on. This is where Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Next. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James and the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee and their father, mending their nets. There it is. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. See, so the result of getting nets mended is you follow Christ. Boy, there's so much more. Let's move on. Let's go on. Yes, this is an important one. Let's move on to the next scripture. This one's good, Matthew. I know those are tiny, but let's do this. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Yes. Let's go on to the next one. You had it there, the discipline. Have you forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you? This is Hebrews 12. As to sons, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges. Sometimes we misinterpret the pain that we're going through. We think the Father is punishing us, or tell me that you haven't always ever felt that. You've done something wrong to cause this pain. And he's saying, listen, son, daughter, I'm up to something here. You're going to have to trust me. Sometimes your character is more important than your comfort. I am working on you. And I say, okay, Father, there's going to be something good come out of this. It hurts right now. I don't like the feeling. We all like to have pleasure and feel good. But there are times when it hurts. It does. And just recognize that the Father isn't angry with you. He's just being a father. And he knows what's best. He does. He knows what's best for us. And he knows that when you get through it, you're going to like the results. The fruit of it is always going to be beneficial. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. You just have to endure it. Go through it. You know, I was talking about yesterday with the men. Everyone loves diamonds and pearls. They're beautiful. They're valuable. They're precious. How are they produced? Diamonds produced by great pressure. No one likes pressure. Pearls are developed by what? Irritants? So you get the point? Sometimes it's pressure and irritants that create some of the most beautiful things. Things that people can admire and value. Things that are being produced. So pressure, tribulation. You know what that word pressure is actually? Tribulation. When you see the word tribulation, it's putting you into a narrow place. Doesn't the Father say that it's going to be a narrow way? If it were up to you and I, we'd always take the most easy way. We would. You know, it takes 6 months to grow a squash and 100 years to build an oak. You know, what do you want to be? You know, for Jesus, you know what I mean? We don't want to see. Yeah, I've heard that analogy before. So sometimes it just takes some time, you know. Let's read on. So you're sons. It's proof that you're sons. He loves you. He's got you where he wants you. Next. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, that means all of us, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? Subject yourself, yield. Yield up your spirit to him and live. Father, I don't understand this. It hurts right now. But I trust you. It's like Glenn was saying yesterday, he's trustworthy. So just trust him in the process. You know? For they indeed, for a few days, chastened us as seemed best to them. Next. But he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. There it is. Yes, his nature, his character. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the moment, the present. Uh-uh. Right? There it is. But painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Okay? Yes. Now all of a sudden, my actions begin to take on Father's actions. My words sound more like my Father's than they ever have before. Why? Because of the inner workings of God inside. Now you become more like Christ. People see you, they hear, see, you're the only Jesus some will ever see. You're the only Bible some may ever read. And there's a world out there that needs to see him. Amen. Through you, through me. Let it be. So trust, thank God for the work. James even says, consider it all joy, my brothers, when you enter into trials of many kinds. Knowing this, what do you know? That the trying of your faith produces patience, endurance. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be complete and entire, lacking nothing. Isn't that a good place to get to? You actually get to a place where you lack nothing. Why? Because you are complete in him. So, oh man, this is good. Good preaching, Mike. Keep it up. Okay, therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. So discipline is God's healing in disguise. He is healing you. The things you're going through are actually building inside of you something whole and entire and complete and lacking nothing. What a great result. A promise. And I know that too very well. But often, like I told you, don't misinterpret that as punishment. It's discipline. It's different. And we don't want to look at our Father like that. He's not that way. He doesn't beat you till he gets out of you what he wants. That's a wrong concept of God. Get rid of that religious old way of looking at God. He's a father. He's up to something good in your life to create something beautiful inside. Trust him there, okay? Don't misinterpret the pain as if you've done something wrong and he's just... And you... What I often do sometimes is I'll go, oh, I must have done something wrong. Maybe I can go back to where I did it wrong and start over. But there's no going back. You just have to. And that's when he says, Mike, just trust me. I'm in this. I'm doing something in you. You know, just, it's okay. I know it hurts for a little while. You know? Okay? Is there more? Pain is a built-in deterrent to further injury. I put that in there because, you know, Sandy and I were talking about, you know, it's interesting, but pain is a like I say, a blessing. If you never felt pain, you wouldn't know you were injuring yourself, right? Leprosy is an interesting thing. It's actually, you know, nerve damage. You can't sense your fingertips anymore, and so you injure them, and you never know that you even hurt them. Same with your toes. It's not that limbs fall off. It's just that they can no longer, the nerve endings die. And there's they're not able to feel pain. And so when they injure themselves, hit themselves, and so they continue to injure themselves. So pain is a blessing. Did you know that? So let's and you know, we had talked about this too, Sandy and I. You know, she's a nurse and we talked, but you know, when you've been in, have you had surgery before? Hip surgery, knee surgery, you know, those kinds of things. What do they do? What do you do right after surgery? They work you. They hurt you. They pull you in places way beyond what you would normally go yourself, but they're doing you a favor because they want full movement. They want to get you to a place where it's as good as new. You know, and I've heard people say, I wanted to kick that guy because he was, you know what I mean? But it's the same with the Father. You know what I mean? It's for our benefit to rehabilitate us. Amen? That's sort of a good analogy there. And again, thank you, Matthew. These are all good scriptures. 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Don't become discouraged with this process. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inner man is being renewed day by day. You see there? It's so clear. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it's momentary, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Amen. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's it. There's a little more. Another verse. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So God is building in you something eternal, invisible, but powerful. Yes, His kingdom. Thank you, Lord. So I hope that helps you. Amen. That's what we're here for, you know, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. And that's what He's up after. He wants you and I to recognize. Now, I want to get back to Isaiah 61, please. This is the scripture that Jesus quoted in the temple, and He said, "Today is this word fulfilled in your hearing." And they were like jaw-dropping moment, you know. He sat down where the Messiah was supposed to sit, reserved for the Messiah only. What a moment, man. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me and qualified me to preach the gospel of the good tidings to the poor, the meek, the poor and afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty, freedom to the physically and spiritually captive, and the opening of the prison and the eyes to those who are bound." One of the things, we'll stop there for a moment, recover sight to the blind. It's what Jesus said. Do you know that word recover means? Look up. Get your eyes off your circumstances. Get your eyes off yourself. Look up like we had done this morning. It's our worship. It takes our eyes off of us and puts them on Him. We magnify the Lord. Let us exalt His name together. For I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. That's right. I love that. So it's recover sight. It's the Spirit of the Lord is here to recover your sight, to get your eyes off of you and put them on up. Recover sight. Look up. Interesting, when Jesus, just before He broke the bread and the fish and multiplied the food, it says He looked up. It's an interesting point. What did He do? Took His eyes off the need, off the impossibility, and put them on the Father, saw His provision, and said, "Thank you, Father. Here we go." Whoa! It's all there in the book. And I want to tell you something. Let's back up one. Years ago, when I was a young man, and probably in my 20s, the Lord gave me this verse as a personal word for me. I went to my pastor with it, and he said, "That's a good word. But it's you can put your name in there." Why? Because He lives in you. You have the same anointing. Doesn't John say that? The same anointing dwells in you. You need not that any man teach you. The Spirit of the Lord, the anointing will teach you. I talked about this last week. Don't feel inferior. Don't feel like you are not chosen. You are chosen. You are called. You are anointed, appointed, and called by God. Every single one of you. And you have gifts in you that are unique to the body of Christ. And you need to get up, step up to the plate and exercise those gifts. Because there's a place in the wall where you are a lively stone built up into a wall. That's it. We each have a function. So find your place. Your pain will produce in you a passion which will cause you to discover your purpose. Okay? Pain, passion, purpose. That's for all of us. So make it personal. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Me, you know? He's anointed you, qualified you to preach the good news. Those are all for us. Let's read on a bit more. I've got just a few more points to make. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of his favor. Hello. Good. And the day of vengeance to our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion, to give them an ornament. I'll stop right there for a minute. The year of his favor. The word reconciliation is a message we have been given to the world. We're supposed to take the message of reconciliation to those who don't know him. That means he is inviting everyone to restored, favor, restored favor with God. So he's not mad at anybody. He wants all to come to repentance. He's willing that none should perish. Yes? So it's a good message. It's positive. To comfort all who mourn. To grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion. To give them an ornament, a garment, a garland and diadem of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of joy instead of mourning. The garment of expressive praise, as we had today. You put on a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness or depression. That praise will lift depression off of you. That praise and worship will establish your soul and your emotions will be set right with him. It's so true. He restoreth my soul. My cup runneth over. Amen. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Restoring our emotions that have been torn. The oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a heavy, burdened, and failing spirit of depression, really. It's a mental illness that God wants to pull us out of. Read on. That they may be called oaks of righteousness, lofty, strong, and magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the ancient ruins. Let me stop here for a minute. You think because you're in your 70s or 80s or 90s that it's over and the dreams are over, it's too late for me. God is saying, I'm going to restore the ancient, rebuild the ancient ruins. And this is what I see. It isn't physical buildings. It's people. It's you. Old places, you know, you think your life is ruined? It's too late? No. I'm going to rebuild the ancient ruins. I've called the older 70s, 80s, 90s. You're still valid. You're relevant to bring the word. And they shall, you know what I mean? And all them years that God has spent on you, you have the most to give. I love what you were sharing there, my brother. It's so good. And I agree with that. I really do. You know, I listened to a preacher or a teacher. He's been around for years. And he's 93 and still putting out videos. And I go, and he throws out nuggets. And I go, oh, I need that. I needed that. This young man needs to hear from papas. Still needs a spiritual papa to speak into his life. Amen? Yeah. It's true. The Bible speaks about how the fathers teach the sons and the mothers teach the daughters. You know, there's that... Because they're further along in experience with God. All right? Wow. And they shall raise up the former desolations and renew the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Now, let me think. Tell me. I got to tell you this. Many generations. Well, there's been lots of divorce in my family. Well, there's been a lot of history of alcoholism in my family. You know what I mean? We identify with stuff that we think is somehow attached to us. What is the other one? You know, there's more. There's stuff like sexual sin and all this darkness. And it's like, I am going to renew the devastation of many generations. It's going to stop right here, right now. It may have been in your past or in your family history, but it's not now. It's over. We even use nationality, you know. You know what I mean? Well, I've just got that Irish temper. You know what I mean? So you get this, identify with this stuff. Or this, you know, Portuguese. You know, I'm Portuguese. And we have a lot of jokes about it, you know. But it's fun. I don't mind. I know I'm intelligent, brilliant, and good looking, so that's okay. Make all the fun of me you want. I know who I am. But I used to feel inferior, you know what I mean? But that's an internal thing. It has nothing to do with your nationality. And don't feel like you're stuck in some habit because you're Irish. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Those things don't... Am I talking to anybody? It's the devastations of many generations. I don't care. Divorce. And you know what I mean? It's over now. It's over. All that stuff. It's not who we are. Isn't that good? There's so much in the Word. You just don't... The Holy Spirit starts to show you. Many generations. Alcoholism and so much of that stuff. Let's read on. Aliens shall stand ready and feed your flocks, and foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be called, what? The priests of the Lord. You will stand before the Lord daily. People will speak of you as the ministers of our God. You shall eat the wealth of the nations, and the glory once that of your captors shall be yours. Good stuff, right? Let's read on a bit more. Instead of your former shame. Shame is a horrible thing. I know. You shall have twofold recompense. When I read that, I said, to the depth of your shame you've experienced, God is going to restore twice as much. To the degree that you have suffered shame, God is going to restore more to you than it ever. That's what he's promised. Honor and dignity and worth again. Instead of dishonor and reproach, your people shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess double what they had forfeited. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. You can clap right there. That's us. That's for you and I and our children. The curse is, there is no curse. That Jesus became a curse for us. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. I don't like this stuff. This stuff is broken off of us. Generational stuff. It's true. Oh, isn't that good? That'll preach. All this stuff preach is good. So, I think that's mostly what I wanted to say today. Be encouraged. Is there one in the end, very end, Matthew? I forget. What was the last verses that I put up? No, that wasn't it. That was the last of it? Okay. Praise God. Thank you for your attentiveness. I take this stuff seriously. We should just let it simmer. Let it simmer. And you can always listen to these sermons, revisit them again on Fortuna Nazarene Church website. Jeff does a good job of posting those sermons online. You can hear them, the audio. Sometimes it's good to go back and listen again. Yeah, which is beautiful. It isn't just a one-done thing. I think we should close with a song.
You're so good, Lord. You're so good to me. I speak Jesus. Come on. We have the authority to speak the name of Jesus over our town, our families, our cities. He's able. You've been authorized to go and take the land. There is no devil that's above you. They're all beneath your feet. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Yeah. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Oh. In the darkness over every enemy. I speak Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name, Jesus. Sing it out. Oh, shout Jesus from the mountain. Jesus in the street. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Yeah, oh yeah. Amen.
Thank you, God, for being with us. Praise God. Thank you for opening your hearts. Continue to pray for one another and be Jesus. Let Jesus reflect through you. You don't have to work really hard at it. God will be there with you. Just be yourself. Amen. Yeah.